Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As most of our listeners know, before we start a show, we get involved in crazy chat. So, we got started after I finished my coffee. Erica Lukes, our guest this week, got her coffee. She'll have to tell me what kind. And Randall swapped his keyboard. I don't know what swapping one's keyboard has to do with drinking coffee, Randall. Would you please explain?
Actually, I got my coffee here, too. And what I've been doing lately is going to we have these dollar stores here that are, you guys probably have them down there as well. But you just like pick up something for a dollar or a couple of bucks. And they've got these little Starbucks Frappuccinos. And I've become addicted to them. So that's what I've got going on the coffee side of the table. And on the other one here, I've got some cranberry and soda. My keyboards, I've got this one fabulous mechanical keyboard, but it makes too much noise for Gene there. So I had to swap it out for my quieter Acer keyboard.
Well, one really good keyboard is the Logitech MX Keys. There's a generic version for PC and Mac and a Mac version. It has a terrific feel. I can type better, faster, more accurately on this keyboard than any I've used, and I've used a lot. You know, I go back to working on Underwood manual typewriters back when I was a kid, and electric typewriters and IBM Selectrics and all that. This is right now my best keyboard. Now, maybe if I was 50 years younger, I would disagree. I don't know how we started this. I was just saying hello there, but instead of saying hello there, I said, hello there! Hello there! It was a line used by the late comedian Marty Allen. And he was part of a comedy duo back in the 60s and 70s called Allen and Rossi, which is kind of like an imitation of Martin and Lewis, where you have the wacky comedian and the serious lounge singer. And the thing we pointed out here is that comedians, some famous comedians, live a long time. Like Marty Allen was 95, and we have people like Carl Reiner, who was in his late 90s, and his comedy partner Mel Brooks is still around. So maybe being a comedian, with some unfortunate exceptions like John Belushi and Robin Williams, lived to a very old age. Whereas rock and roll stars, you know, well, Chuck Berry lived until his 80s, but Jim Morrison cashed in at 27. What can you say? Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney still going strong. In fact, Mick Jagger just came out with a new record with Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. Notice the UFO connection. He records on Roswell Records, Foo Fighters. And Mick, they did a song together, which includes references to aliens in the deep state and other conspiracy theories.
God, really?
Rock and roll singers have this connection with UFOs. Now, I mean, we go back to the 70s when John Lennon saw a UFO. Of course, Tommy James, the Tommy James and the Shondells, was always very interested in UFOs. We have Reg Presley, who was the lead singer of Troggs. They did the song Wild Thing. That one-note song from the 60s. He wrote a book on crop circles a few years before he died. And unfortunately, we had already started the Paracast. If I'd known that book existed, I would have loved to have gotten him on. We had a gentleman who was a founding member of Blondie, who wrote a book on the paranormal. Unfortunately, he quit the band before they became famous.
I wonder if he ever regrets that decision.
Well, what happened there, make it worse, is when Blondie was admitted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, evidently Debbie Harry didn't want him to be on stage. But I guess that would be like the Beatles and Pete Best or something like that. I have no idea why we're doing this, except any UFO reference is getting more and more interesting. because almost every day I start seeing an article about UFOs, like more naval UFO photos, more positive statements, things like that. Now, of course, I've been in this field, in this game for many centuries. Randall's been around for a while. Erica, being the younger of our trio, has been around for fewer years. But have you ever thought that maybe this is the beginning of some general recognition that something really weird is going on?
No.
Well, that was short and sweet.
Mama hasn't had enough coffee this morning, mind you.
Please, elaborate.
I've been around long enough to know, and I've dug deeper than I've been, you know, a lot of people that have been in this subject for many decades. This type of thing happens every few years. You know, there's this, oh, wait a minute, we're going to get disclosure. Oh, wait a minute, this figure from the Navy is talking about this, or this, you know, person over there is talking about it from the CIA. And, oh, we're right there on the cusp of everything. And it never turns out to be anything. And I think, you know, with the latest batch of the, you know, stuff that we've seen hit the media, it's just, first of all, it's coming from Jeremy Corbell and that camp. And I don't buy anything out of any of their mouths. Maybe it's because I haven't had enough coffee. I'm just going to speak freely. But
what kind of coffee are you drinking?
I'm drinking French roast.
French roast. That means you have to speak with an accent.
Oh, no. No, no. No, the only accent, no. Don't get me started on that one.
Well, you see, I had hazelnut coffee this morning. Ooh. And don't make any inference from that.
That sounds good, though.
That's from Circle K. I don't know if you have any Circle K's in Utah.
No, we don't anymore.
You don't anymore?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Circle K, which is kind of like a 7-Eleven kind of store. And their shtick is that you get 5 cups of coffee, and then the 6th is free. Or they take pity on me because I'm very old.
You got to go for the bonus cards. The star, yeah, I've got probably 3 or 4 of them. And by the way, before you've had your coffee, pretty much any coffee is going to work. I mean, you're just going to go, just give me the coffee. And I have to go off this stuff about every 6 months because I do get very addicted to it.
I don't know how UFO disclosure leads you to coffee. Except maybe you need more coffee to accept it as a possibility. Except I recall the program director of a radio station I worked at in Sheffield, Alabama, which is part of the Quad Cities of Alabama next to Muscle Shoals, that place where they did all those famous rock and R&B records in the 60s and early 70s. And I was working the next town over. He come to work in the morning, and he had 4 cups of coffee stacked one atop another. I never figured out how he managed to come to the radio station, open the door to the studio, walk in with 4 cups in hand, sit down, and gently stack the coffee. Now, by the time he finished his morning show, like 3 hours later, I was thinking, that coffee's got to be cold. And we didn't have microwaves then where you can just stick it in there for 30 or 40 seconds. But this guy would, for the next 3 hours, sip on those coffees one after another. See, what happened then is Erica, I can see it now through the screen, took a cup of coffee, her French roast, and started just guzzling it.
Hey, you can if you really want.
Erica? I think we lost her. Erica?
Did we lose
her? No, I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's just chilling.
I'm trying to get that transfusion of caffeine going, I'm telling you.
So what we're going to do here is we've got Erica Lukes, who will be on for the PowerCast and probably stick around for after the PowerCast. A lot to talk about on the UFO front, especially with all the positive articles and the comings and goings of alleged disclosure, where that's going. So she is going to really guzzle or chug-a-lug that French roast coffee as we take a pause that refreshes. Now, I'm sure that most of you are not old enough to remember what the pause that refreshes signified. It's some kind of ancient commercial on TV or radio or something. But then that just ages me, that and many other things. I mean, I do just the worst segues in the world. The only person that ever complimented me on a Segway was Paul Kimball. We don't want to get started there. With Gene and Randall and Erica, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So before the coffee clutch began, Erica was talking about the comings and goings of hopes for disclosure. And as I was talking, I was looking at a letter Tim Beckley sent me where he quotes an article from the New York Times They are not alone. UFO reports surged in the pandemic. And we're seeing this from a number of different places. In the Canadian UFO study from Chris Rutkowski, which you talked about last week, there were more UFO reports during the pandemic. Erica, is that because people were home and they had nothing to do, so they'd look outside?
Yeah, I think people were a little bored. You know, you have had things like domestic violence that were surging during the pandemic. I think there are lots of strange things happening like that, and people were forced to get outside, which is incredible. But, you know, with that said, it's like there's also more floating around in our skies that we have to rule out. And so probably what a lot of people are seeing, unfortunately, has a more rational explanation.
Then again, air traffic does seem to be less than it was before still. I mean, yeah, there's still aircraft, of course, but, you know, for a while there just wasn't any at all, and the skies got really blue. And
I know.
And, yeah, and that was a beautiful thing. I'm outside a lot, and I haven't seen anything weird in years, you know, like. And maybe, like you were saying, people are bored. Maybe they're just making stuff up, too, for something to do.
Well, and I think, too, it's like there's so much up there. I mean, there's so many things to like, learn about. And that's the one thing when I started really getting into this. It's like I just go outside and have, you know, this app telling me with satellites and this app telling me what planes are flying over, and then learning about different types of drones and things that could potentially, you know, you need to rule out before you genuinely see a UFO sighting. And there's so much to learn and so many ways that people could mistake something for UFO, but it's fun. I mean, I love going outside and looking at things and learning about everything.
Yeah, and you don't just, you know, dive into the shallow end. Like when you started in on this, you'd had your own UFO sightings. You've always been interested in this, but you had personal UFO sightings back in 2013. Correct me if this is wrong, and you felt compelled to get out and find out what is going on. And so instead of just, like, you know, going to the local bookstore and getting a few books, you dove right in and ended up as the MUFON Utah State Director.
I have a way about that. If something, you know, if I find something, you know, like painting or my music or things like that, if I fall in love with something, it's like, you know, charge ahead. And I did dive into it, and I haven't regretted it. You know, I mean, maybe I've learned a lot. It definitely hasn't been an easy road, but man, it's just been this incredible process of discovering things and learning about myself and learning about other people and learning about, you know, the world around us. And I mean, it's enriched my life in a lot of ways. So I love it.
It is an enriching subject. And you didn't just stop there. There's probably few people who are in our listenerships who hasn't heard of you. But for those who haven't, you've also got your own show as well, UFO Classified, which is a really good show. I was just listening to the interview with Barry Greenwood the other day. It was amazing how much he sounds like Seymour Philip Hoffman when he's listening to him.
You're right.
It's really interesting. It made me wonder if Hoffman actually, you know, got his voice from that, or if that's a particular kind of sound of a particular part of the culture in the United States.
That's interesting. You're right. He does.
Yeah. I mean, there's just another example. And so it's really nice to have you on the show, because you don't necessarily get a chance to talk a lot about yourself when you're interviewing other people. So this is a chance to tell everyone about you and what you're like and your perspective on this. And I know that you have this really positive attitude about how we should move forward with ufology, and I'd really like to hear some of your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, thank you. And I love being here. I just have to say, I just have so much fun when I'm on the show. I love it. And, you know, I think for me right now, because we're seeing so much press and we're, you know, in this, you know, heightened sense of more people are paying attention and they're taking a second look at the subject instead of just dismissing it. And so we have an opportunity to get good information out to the public. And I think we really need to be on guard with what information is getting out there and who is providing that information, because some of the people that are on the forefront of this subject, the UFO tainers, you know, are not necessarily giving out proper information, or they don't have maybe the best agenda with things. And so there are so many incredible places. And I always talk about, you know, Norway and Erling Strand and that group over there who has done 35 plus years of really hard scientific work on the Hestalen Valley. And to me, that is where, you know, we need to look and focus instead of looking, you know, at some of the craziness of Area 51 and Skinwalker Ranch and all of these red herrings, you know, that really pull people in because they're entertaining and exciting. But at the end of the day, they're just a smokescreen for other things going on. They're probably our own technology we're trying to hide. And so we just have we're at a critical point. We need to make sure we're getting good information out there. And we're also creating an environment of people who want to find the truth, but they understand that this subject is anything but truthful most of the time when you start getting into it, if that makes sense.
Now, the other thing that's important here is we all talk about this Pentagon UAP task force where this report is expected sometime in June. But their claim is that their major focus is on determining that UAPs are not threats to national security. So the implication here is, we're just looking for drones or secret aircraft from Russia and China and Iran or something. And that could certainly divert the discussion to possible off-world sources, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that's exactly what they're looking for. I mean, I think that they're concerned about foreign technologies and the threats to our national security, and I really think at the end of the day we'll find that it is not UAP. I was fortunate enough to get the Amdrefel files. And that is, I mean, I will say that the bombshells in those files, I'm sure that's got to make a few people nervous to know that.
Tell our listeners, by the way, we're going to break in a moment, but tell our listeners briefly who Ann Druffel was. She was a guest in the early days of the PowerCast, by the way, so you can look it up in our archives and listen to the show. But go ahead. Who was Ann Druffel?
Ann Druffel was a researcher for many, many decades. She lived in California, and she worked with, I mean, every organization, MUFON, you know, QFO. She worked with lots of the NICAP was, you know, and the NICAP subcommittee in L.A. She wrote several books, and her biggest book was the book on Dr. James McDonald, Firestorm. And so she was just an incredible researcher, and that collection is insane. It's so cool.
We'll have more about Ann Druffel in a moment. She was on our episode of March 11th, 2007, Ann Druffel. Okay, more to come with Erica, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Omaha, Nebraska are searching for suspects in a mall shooting that killed one person and left another injured. Police say an adult male was taken to hospital in critical condition and later died. An adult female also sought treatment after sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they are still working to identify the suspects. The scene of Saturday's shooting, the Westroads Mall, was the location of another shooting back in 2007 when a gunman killed 8 people. And police in New York City say a driver who was pulled over in Brooklyn threw bleach and a Molotov cocktail at an officer. Police say the man tossed the chemical at the officer who had pulled him over and then drove off, throwing a flaming Molotov cocktail at pursuing officers. The suspect later crashed his car and was arrested. No officers were injured in the incident. This is USA Radio News. The CDC says that about half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The new data is showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose. More than 82 million people are fully vaccinated. But despite those numbers, cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last week. Jody Guest is a professor and vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University. She tells CBS News that the rise can be attributed to spreading variants of the virus, as well as pandemic fatigue.
I think at this point in time, we see the variants are a huge part of it, and not enough people are being vaccinated, although certainly those numbers are growing every single day, which is fantastic. But we also see people are really tired, and people have, don't want to wear their masks out in public anymore. They want to get back to what life felt like before COVID-19, and we really need to stay on top of all those prevention measures. They really matter when we don't have enough of our population vaccinated yet, and they are the way to keep the variants from circulating.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So our guest this week, Erica Lukes, explains that she has the files from the late Ann Druffel, a longtime UFO researcher. How did you get those files?
You know what? It was brilliant. I feel so lucky. So my friend Gordon Lohr, who is, he was with NICAP for a long time during the 60s, and he and I became dear friends and were co-authoring a book together, and he knew Anne and worked with Anne a lot. And so when he found out that, you know, that she had passed away and that the family was trying to find a good home for her files, he put in a good word for me. And I went out and met Anne's daughter, Alice, who is just an absolute love, just a brilliant, wonderful woman. And the family trusted me to keep her files and to digitally archive them. And so I loaded up a van, 70 boxes.
Whoa, how big?
They're like banker boxes.
A point of order here. APRO's files were thrown in file cabinets. They're being kept, I guess, in a garage or something by some people. And they refuse, after all these years, years since the Lorenzans who ran APRO have died with this wealth of solid information, including occupant cases. I mean, they did a lot of great investigations. They won't let anybody have access.
I had heard that Jacques Vallée had access. I might be wrong on that one, but...
Well, maybe he's had since. I would probably need to ask him about that. But that would be great, because it is really tragic to have all that stuff lying around and people aren't doing something. Like you're doing, you have to digitize, which is scanning every single page. And then,
right, it's, yeah.
And then maybe bring it into some kind of spreadsheet or something so you can actually search it and find ways to coordinate the data. Just having a bunch of pieces of paper scanned isn't enough, is it?
No, it's a big, 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 big project. And she also had around 100 audio cassette recordings of her interviewing different people in the subject. I mean, Richard Hall, Gordon Lohr, Jacques Vallée, Betsy McDonald, you know, all of these incredible interviews, and then also videotapes. And so there's, and then also photographs and slides and things. And so it's an incredible collection. And, you know, some of the, I mean, these, you know, original photos on a lot of these cases. And then you've got the Heflin files and everything. And it's just like, whoa. And so I've had to, you know, invest in a lot of different types of equipment. And then, you know, it's a huge, huge process, but it's one that I'm now equipped to do. And I love it because, like I said, looking through especially the personal correspondence between, you know, Kehoe and the NICAP subcommittee in LA, I mean, it is, there are discoveries that are going to be put forward to the public because they need to be, that are just, I mean, it's, I think it will really change the subject.
Do you think that she came up with anything that would be equivalent to a smoking gun?
I think through her files, there are going to be smoking guns on a lot of things. And I don't necessarily think it is the UFO subject. I think it is, it's probably the people in the subject and their intent and things. And so I think this is just going to be a great puzzle to put together. And in her, she did say to her daughter at the end of her life, you know, her daughter asked her, you know, Mom, what do you think about UFOs now? And she said, show me a body. I can just picture Spicy Ann saying that, you know. So she,
don't get me started.
But, you know, it's also fun, too, to have the files and then to look at her early on, you know, when she was in her 20s, and then to watch her ideas change. And then to also in some of the recordings, you know, where she's interviewing people, to see how really adept she was at making people feel comfortable. And then when they're saying something that she knows isn't true, it's, you know, her in a very subtle way calling them on it. And it was just, it's so cool. I mean, I'm in heaven with this stuff.
Did Andrew Ruffel have any particular conclusions about UFOs? Did she adopt the ET explanation or what?
I don't think she did. I think at first she did, and she was caught up in it, you know, but I think at the end she had a lot of questions, and that's why she said, you know, show me the UFO, show me the body, because she wanted tangible proof.
You know, an interesting thing that was pointed out to us, something that's been obvious for years by Chris Rutkowski last week, is that of all the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of sightings, that there are really only a small number that are so well detailed and so well backed up with testimony or other evidence that they're worth going through to find out what's going on. That 99.9% of the sightings, perhaps, there's nothing there that you could really investigate.
You know, I mean, it's interesting. I know I've been on your show before and talked about a couple of the cases I've worked on here in Utah. And one of them was an American Airlines case where people on the crew saw a large orange object underneath the plane, and we got radar data, the audio, and things, and came up with a really, really incredible case there. But now that I look back on it, I can't say that what they saw or what we found on radar was extraterrestrial. You know, I don't think anybody can say it, you know, even if they've got a ton of evidence, can say it's extraterrestrial, but it's trip.
I was giving Randall a chance there.
Randall's drinking his little drink. I can hear it.
Well, I tried to chime in there, but we were talking.
I've got to know more about what's in that coffee, Randall. It's not just a Frappuccino. Fess up.
Yeah, it's putting me to sleep. No.
It's really called Tranya. Now, Tranya is a beverage that was handed out by an alien in one of the Star Trek episodes.
Oh.
Right, that little short guy with the great big giant ball spaceship. What I was going to say, or what I was trying to get in there a little bit earlier when you guys were talking about the Andruffel archives, is that people can go to ericalukes.com and /Utah UFO Archive, and there's a website there dedicated to it with some pictures. There's Nick Redfern. And so this is a really totally worthwhile project, and I was really impressed when I was listening to your show and you were talking about it there as well. So Chris Rutkowski, he donated a large archive to the university there, and they're doing the same thing. So people like Chris and yourself, this is really moving ufology forward in a constructive way.
Thank you. I will say this is so important. And, you know, Barry Greenwood is a friend and a very dear friend and a mentor of mine and has been, you know, helping me through this process. And he's also been responsible for helping me get different archives and things. And so it's just so cool. The history of the subject is fascinating. And I think that we could, you know, we get into this pattern of forgetting the history, or, you know, a lot of times that the data is kind of swept up and buried, and then we can recreate the history. And I think right now we're at that precipice where that could happen, and I'm sure some people want that to happen, but we have to remember everything that has come before us and all the work of others, because it is so, it's critical. And so I just want to say, if anybody else out there has anything they're thinking of throwing away or donating, I am your girl, because I have a commercial space for this. And when things, you know, calm down with the virus, you know, it's a learning center which is open to the public, and I will be resuming my lectures and inviting people in and things. So it'll be really, really neat.
Let's have some more neat conversation with Erica Lukes and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Being the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. Exactly according to my plan.
Erica Lukes is here, and Randall was about to ask her a question. She mentioned, of course, that she has this commercial space that she hopes will be open to the public someday.
Just before the break, I was asking if you have a fundraising platform for doing this work, and if you'd like to send people there. And, you know, what are your plans for making it public as well? Is this going to be free? Are you putting it online? How's that going to work?
Right now, my fundraising platform is through on my, if you go to UFOClassified.com, you can go there and become a Patreon and support the show and then also the archive. I send out, you know, certain documents and things that I find to the people that support the show, and but we've got a long way to go because it's an expensive endeavor. But what I would like to do is have people, when things are available, and you know, I've got a good index of everything. If people need me to pull certain files, I will politely request a donation for my time and effort, and we'll see how that goes. But I would love for people to come and be there, and you know, free of charge. And just to let people know, and I also, you know, because I live in Utah and I'm 5 minutes away from the University of Utah, and they house the Frank Salisbury collection, which is really, really amazing. I've been up there, and it's almost as big as Anne's, and I've been through all of it, and it was cool because I got to see the original, you know, the UFO, Utah UFO display, and all of his notes and things. But I would like to work with the University of Utah and perhaps do presentations in conjunction with the special archives, and then also, you know, kind of teach people here in a broader way of the importance of the people and the history of the subject.
Indeed. In the first part of the show, we were talking about evidence and the scientific approach to ufology and the work that people like in Project Hestalen have been doing. And that's really wonderful. But then we've got the whole cultural side of ufology, which people like Professor Paul Kingsbury from Simon Fraser University, for example, looks at it from a very academic point of view. So there's this very wide range of ways to look at the subject in a perfectly objective way without necessarily thinking that you have to become a believer in any particular galactic ambassador or whatever the case may be. And I think it's all really important if we can look at it in that way because of its impact on our culture. Just before the break, we got into this subject of truth. One of the last things you said is, you know, to know about the truth, if that makes any sense. And to me, it really does. We talked about that with Chris Rutkowski and Jeff Ballinger. There seems to be this growing sort of attitude within society today that truth is kind of whatever's convenient for us at the time. Yes. And it can just bend to our personal subjective interpretation, and therefore objective reality is just more what we think of it than something that is truly objective and separate from ourselves. Now, Chris and Jeff and I, we don't take that attitude. We go, no, there is an objective reality that is completely separate from us, whether we want to believe it or not. And that's the kind of truth we need to look for if we want to establish the reality, the objective reality of, say, something like an alien craft from an extraterrestrial star system. What's your take on all of this?
I absolutely agree. I mean, and, you know, it's been such a learning process for me because I came into this publicly. I was more of a true believer. I learned a lot of lessons really quickly. And then I began to understand that, I mean, there is a lot of deliberate and probably unintentional there are a lot of smoke screens and a lot of, there are people that are, you know, you weed through this and there are people that are there on the lecture circuit that are just there to make money and they're going to say anything that comes out of their mouth because it is exciting for people with brain of a pea pod, I suppose. And, you know, then you've got, you know, I'm so sly, just, I'm so subtle in my.
Just slide in there.
But, you know, I mean, then you've got people that are deliberately trying to, you know, push you away because, hey, this might be national security, yada, yada, and different things. And so it's hard to know, to land in that group of people and to even get close to the truth. I don't think you can if you're in the UFO crowd because they want so badly to believe that they're going to glom onto things that are just nonsense. And so I think, you know, when you have an attitude like Chris and yourself, and then you've got to figure out what your path is in this and try to really understand that when you're looking for the truth, you're not going to look, I believe, at anything that's being put out in the United States. Just a thought.
Well, I guess that would bring us to this upcoming disclosure by the UAP task force. We're all kind of waiting with bated breath, or at least we want to believe, but is it going to happen, or are they going to put us off, or are they going to say, oh yeah, there's some goodies there, but it's national security, like you were saying, and it still will never see the light of day?
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of what I think it'll be disappointing. And, you know, I have to ask at the end of the day, it's like, who would believe what what's being put forward? I think that a lot of this is national security, and we need to get a grip. Why in the world would our government say, oh, yes, there are, you know, this is flying around and we don't have the technical capability to deal with this kind of stuff? I mean, I don't know. There's so many questions I have about that, but I just think, again, we're going to be disappointed. And so that's why I think it's important to look away from that kind of stuff and look at places like Norway, where you are getting good stuff, good information.
Yes, definitely. Of course, then, you know, there again, we're dealing with, these are the people who really want to get at the objective truth about the phenomena. And I'm all for that, for sure.
Absolutely. I am, you know, it might sound like I'm not, but I am. You know, I wouldn't be in this for so long and be so passionate if I didn't want to get to that truth. Because, you know, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, I mean, I've had personal experiences I cannot explain. You know, everybody that most everybody that I talk to or the listeners of my show have had experiences. And it's like, what is that? And how do we move through all of this and maybe more of that truth, you know, or can we?
Well, okay, let me ask you this, because I have to be careful how I phrase this, because you are a woman in a largely male predominated field who's come into it. And I don't know if it's being stereotypical to say that women tend to be more intuitive or appreciate what I'm about to say than men do. But I feel, having seen one of these craft as well, that when I had that experience, I instantly connected in a way that's hard to explain with all of the other people who have had a similar experience. And although I don't know and can't prove necessarily who they are, I know they're out there. And I feel on some level like they are part of a larger family of human beings on this earth that really know what we were talking about as the truth from their firsthand experience and have this different worldview because of it. Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, it does, because it's, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, you do get that sense of connectedness, and I think it's, you know, I think that's, you know, it's really, it's one of those fascinating things about all of this. There's so many, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is a trip, but I get what you're saying. Like, you just have that moment and everything seems to align, and you know that there are other people out there that have had that feeling, which is just a feeling you can't describe unless you've had an experience like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like something you can get out of a book necessarily. I mean, doing your research is important. Don't get me wrong. And I'm talking about a kind of UFO experience that isn't just like a vague light off in the distance, but something that is pretty much undeniably, that wasn't one of ours. Can you just give us a brief outline of your experience again? I would love to hear it.
You know, I had, and I've had several over my life, but I had, when I got into this in 2013.
And we'll have more about Erica's experience with the strange and the unknown in a moment or two. But first of all, let me tell you, she's going to be back to join us on the After the Paracast podcast this weekend. That's available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus. More to come with Erica Jean Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.